Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the new Amber's Christmas and Psychic Hour. Well, we've got callers today, and hopefully we'll be able to discuss something at some point in the show. Call in number 914-338-0164. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, and we would love it if you joined us on our Facebook and Twitter. Please do so by finding those links on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. All right, let's take our first caller. 928 is the first. 216 is next, and we'll see what happens after that. 928, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Super. I'm so glad to get through to you guys. I've never connected with you guys before,
but great.
I just read your bio, and it's pretty outstanding.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice of you to say that.
Yeah, I like how he had your name written down and stuff 40-some years before you guys even met.
Well, no, that was the book, Cultus Labor, that was 20 years. When did you start writing that?
That's still amazing, though.
Quite some time ago.
Yeah, it was quite some time ago. Yes, and, you know, it goes beyond the name. I mean, the content of the book is... you know, a lot of it is on a layer is our past life experiences. So it is pretty neat. But anyway, what's your name?
My name is Carrie.
How do you spell that? There's so many
Carrie. But that's
okay.
Kind of like a nickname. It wasn't my real birth name. I don't know if that's important or not.
I mean, you can share your birth name with us, but no, I mean, not for the purpose of the reading. It's not greatly important.
Okay.
But what is your birth name?
My birth name was Louise Caroline.
Oh, okay. So Caroline is.
I got Carrie from Caroline, but I was called Carrie from the get go.
Okay. All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona. Okay. And Carrie, what is your birth date?
July 14th, 1957.
Okay.
I don't know if you need the time or not.
No, we don't need the time. Okay. She's a 34/7. Okay. And do you want to tell us what your question is?
Yes. So I'm 62. I'm just recently retired school teacher. I taught for 30-some years. And my question is, I'm not looking for more work or anything, but will I be in this home, in this house that we own, until the end of my time on this plane, or do you see a move? Do you see me moving at all?
Okay. So you're wondering about a move from the home
Correct.
That you're currently in.
Correct.
Just really quick, because you've never called the show before. 1991 would have been a change for you. Do you know? Can you go back to 90? You were 34 years old in 1991.
I have a thing written down where I have kind of each year written out. So if you give me just
really?
A second.
Yeah, oh, that's all right. Sure.
So you're saying 1991?
Correct.
Okay. So in 91... Let's see. I was in California teaching. I don't see anything major that happened that year.
Well, it could go in, it could stretch into a 92. It could stretch into 92.
Because you're born in the middle
of
the
year. I had twins, and the twins were 1 year old. My son had a had to be air vac'd for an allergy, but he's fine.
Was that in 91?
Yeah, that was in 91. My twins were 1.
Your twins were 1, but you had your son air vac'd for an allergy. Was that in 1991?
Yes.
Okay, so that might be it. You can look at 92 real quick before we go on.
Your son was what?
Your son was air vac'd, airlifted by a medical...
He ate some peanuts, and we didn't know he was allergic to peanuts, and then he was air vac'd to a hospital, and he made it through, but that's when we found out he had a peanut allergy. And see, and I don't see anything else in 92 either, really, that was like a big life-changing thing at all.
But that's significant because you found out about a serious allergy that your son had, which, you know, is a karmic situation.
Was that son one of the twins, or do you have 3 children?
I have 2 children. It was the boy twin.
Male twin.
Okay. And what nature of teaching did you do for the 30 years?
I was that year I was a third grade school teacher at a private school.
Oh, so what were you throughout your teaching career? Were you in grade school or did you do other teaching?
I did mostly grade school, kindergarten through third grade, and then I ended up kind of going into special education a little bit, and then I ended up being a Title I reading and math specialist where you test kids, you find out their weaknesses, then you call them in for extra help.
Well, your master number is 7. That involves, teaching involves the 7th chakra because you're helping others. And you also have, it's interesting in your code, Carrie, you've got 2 7s, 1 in your month and 1 in your year. And also your karmic number is 34, which is why we projected a change at the age of 34, but it's also hidden in your 14. So the distance between 1 and 4 happens to be 3. And then you have the 4 in your day.
Well, and her 2 7s add up to
14. 14, yeah,
see,
which is a 5, and that's solidly in her year.
When you're talking about staying in your home, your direct question, staying in your home for the rest of your life or perhaps moving, that 1 in your day represents the first chakra, which is home energy. It's next to a 4, which is balance. Now, the attitude of you staying where you are. Are you currently married? Is your husband or are you single?
No, I'm married and lived here since 1998 in Arizona.
Yeah, in 1998. So
which would have been a change from her 34. 1998 is 7 years.
It's another 7 years.
Yeah.
So when you moved there, you were on a multiple of 7.
7.
Which is your master number. Everything multiplied by 7 from birth, and then everything multiplied by 7 from the karmic year of 34. The attitude of you staying has a lot to do with your husband. Because why do we say that? Because the 1 in your day represents home. The 7 and the 4 is an 11, and that represents relationship.
What's your husband's birthday, Carrie?
His is October 27th, 1953.
Okay.
28.
And that's a 1, which is...
Which is a 1.
1,
so
yeah.
You're probably... If you want to stay, I don't think there's going to be anything in the universe that's going to compel you to move. If you want to stay, and even if it requires a fight or whatever it is, a fight against taxes or whatever... You're bound to be able to stay in your current location. So the answer to your question is, it's kind of up to you. There's nothing that seems to be compelling that would drive you away. There seems to be some property outside of your home. Did you inherit property from your parents or your husband inherit property?
No. we haven't inherited any extra property. So I don't
know. Do you own property elsewhere?
We did at one point, and then we sold it to get this place. So we owned a piece of land in California.
Okay, that settles the matter. I think Kristen can give her views. I think you're going to be able to, if you want to stay, you're going to stay.
Well, I just want to know why you're questioning a move. If you tell us a little bit about your position on moving versus staying. I mean, would you move?
Well, and I really like it here, and we have a nice house and stuff, but you know how when you just are doing the same thing day out and day
right.
in, and it gets monotonous, and you wonder if there isn't some, like, maybe moving closer to the ocean or, you know, just doing something different. And it's not like I don't like it here, and it's not like I have to move or I can't make the payments or anything like that. I mean, everything's fine here. I just didn't know, you know, for the next, let's say I live even 30 more years, if there was going to be a move to just something different. I didn't know if something was going to karmically be different in my life.
You know, regarding that, Carrie, I think it's about a creative destiny. So it's not necessarily that you're destined by fate to move somewhere else, but if you choose to make a move, then that's up to you whether you want to make a location change. I mean, you're in Arizona. It's very hot and dry. You're talking about living by the ocean. I think it's less expensive to live in Arizona than if you're going to live in a coastal area.
Right.
Obviously, it's going to be more expensive, and I don't know if that's feasible for you, but, you know, it is a choice that is up to you and your husband. It's not like, you know, a locked-in situation whether you're going to move or not.
Carrie, when you're looking at a person's life, some things are fixed, their destiny, and some things are fixed. And qualified readers will be able to see that there's a deliberate reason, like in your situation, to move. There's something compelling you to move because of karma or location or past life. You have to move back to that area to complete your journey in life. And you're talking about maybe another 30 years, which is synonymous to the idea that you've been teaching for 30 years. So you've referenced, well, I've been teaching for 30 plus years. I figure maybe I have 30 years left. What you've gathered in your energy is this ability to have a freedom of choice. Not everybody has that in their karma. And some things are destined, like you'd have to move back to a certain place because certain events are going to be surrounding that place. And you have to experience that. So that would be one element as to why you'd be compelled to move. That would mean like circumstances would obstruct you from staying where you're at, and you'd be having this urge, like a bird, to leave the nest. You'd have to move. You're talking about the monotony of life. So what you're really saying is, no matter where I am, can I feel enriched?
Yeah.
Because maybe you go to the ocean, and suddenly you're tired of the ocean. Oh, it's too wet, the earthquakes. Too much money. Now, oh God, we made a mistake. So the location is fine in terms of your analysis of what you want to do for the rest of your life. But there's an inner problem, and that has to do with the inner consciousness that you and your husband share in order to make life more enriching no matter where you are. So my conclusion is that there's something inside of you first that you have to move around in your consciousness. You have to shift things around to discover what is the essence of your life before you decide to make a choice that is going to have to do with geography.
Okay.
Yes, geography is important. But if there's a compelling reason for you, let's say you move back to the ocean, and there you meet a couple of friends, and suddenly you start writing a book because of this group. You know, that would be a compelling factor. There's nothing compelling in the vision that commands you to move anywhere. In other words, you can complete your life, Carrie, no matter where you are. It's not a matter of location. The location would only be synonymous with a personal choice. But wherever you go, the thing you have to look at is, what is inside of me? How can I find fulfillment inside of me first, and then make a choice as to where you want to go? you seem to be a little bit restless and a little bit bored, monotony. I don't know if you've really tapped into that the answer is to move. Maybe the answer is to change something in your consciousness.
Wait, did you just retire? You said you taught
school. I just retired in last November.
Last November. So, and your husband, did he retire?
Yeah, we both just retired.
You both just retired.
Was there anybody in the history of the family that worked in aerospace or the aircraft or flying? Anybody back there with either you or your husband?
Not that I know of.
Are your kids close by?
My daughter is here. She lives with us, and then my son is 3 hours south of us.
But they're relatively close. And your daughter lives with you? She actually lives with you? How old is your daughter?
Yes.
Well, they're both the same birthday. So what's the birthday?
They're both the same, so they're 29.
And they were born in 1990?
Yes.
What did your husband do for a living?
We're going to get to our...
He was in construction and carpentry.
216 and 602, we're going to be there in just a moment.
Does he want to move? Is he compelling you to move?
Yeah, I think he's in the same boat I am, just kind of like bored and kind of like maybe an adventure or something new would be fun. But if not, I guess we're here and we'll make the most of it. But I think, you know, like you said, I think it's just maybe... just, I don't know, looking for something new and exciting. I've heard that 2020 is supposed to be a good year for me as far as my birth date and numbers. It's supposed to be like a really good year.
No, actually, when you're 63, it will be a multiple of 7. 62.
When I'm 63, it's a good year?
Yeah, well, 62 is a multiple from 34 because you have 2 multiples of 7 from birth and then multiples of 7 from 34.
Which is not divisible by 7. 34 is not divisible.
35 would be.
So
there is a change going on. You should maybe explore areas. Maybe if you want to do that, explore areas and kind of figure out, could we live here? Let's look at the real estate market. Let's look at the geography, what's going on here. You really need to consider that. But there's no compelling karmic reason for you to move. It's a matter of aesthetics, your attitude. There's some contribution there in your thought process, but I'm not certain that if you're looking for a destiny factor that you need to move or you're going to move, and let's say a psychic said, yeah, going to move here, it'd be a wild guess. To me, it's a matter of choice, and your choice is open. So here you have a kind of a creative decision to make.
Well, okay, Carrie. Hopefully that helped a little bit. I know we didn't give you a black and white answer. I think that's maybe
no, that's okay.
But I think it's nice when you have creativity in life and can make choices rather than you're stuck to in one channel.
We're gonna give the other call. Hey. 30 more seconds. Where did you live in California?
I lived in California in Palm Desert area, in Southern California.
Well, you know, I mean, if you want to be by the ocean, there are several choices, but you've got to remember it's very expensive unless you go into the gust go east. But
which is then you're not by the ocean.
Northern California, it's a little bit less expensive in Oregon and Washington. Oregon,
but it's depending on where you are, like on the coast in Oregon, there are places that are very expensive. Washington's really expensive now.
Yeah.
But you want to buy a body of water. I mean, you know, it's.
And there are places in Oregon that are on like
take
Lake
a journey,
Oswego, which are very expensive.
Take a trip and look around.
Yeah. Start with a vacation before you make a decision to sell your house and, you know. You don't want to make a rash choice.
Right, right.
Okay.
All right,
It might demand a more in-depth reading because there might be something in the core of your soul that has to be brought out between you and your husband, what this journey is about, because there's some discontent and boredom. So there seems to be something deeper going on here.
Okay, Carrie.
Okay. All right,
thank
you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, take
Bye-bye.
Care. Hi. You know, I realized that the bio, I'm looking over the bio and what she said, it does say beginning 41 years prior to our meeting that contained my name, but it's the written works. Well, what she was saying about something being written, I want to clarify my name being in a, in something you wrote, the, what you started writing was 41 years prior, but it was material besides the name.
Yeah.
It, so it's a little bit unclear. I probably should make an adjustment to that. 216 area code is next, 7602. Hi. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. Okay, this is the radio show.
Hello. If you can't hear us, we got to move on. Let's move on.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Quit saying hello. Can you hear us?
Yes. How are you?
Okay. Let's keep on that line.
Right. Let's keep moving along. What's your name?
Daphne.
Daphney. I mean, E-N-E, rather.
Yes.
I don't know why I said why.
Yes.
Slip of the tongue. I apologize. Where are you calling from, Daphne?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
I was just watching something on Atlanta, restaurants in Atlanta. It's a lot less expensive there than it is here in California. And great food in Atlanta. What's your birth date?
Oh, Daphne, we can't play games. If you can't hear us, we have to move on. Can you hear us? Let's move on.
Hi, 602, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn. That's interesting. We had that caller. Did you hear the last caller from Arizona?
No. I heard her saying hello and stuff, but I know you guys are having difficulty.
No. It was the previous. It was the caller that we were talking to prior to Daphne. No, Daphne's having difficulties, not us.
I did not.
Give us your birth date again, Evelyn. Evelyn, do you remember Evelyn from Arizona? This is Evelyn that works in a grocery store, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
926-58.
Okay, 1958. And Evelyn, what is new in your life?
So I'm going to say what's new is that I got a grandson.
Oh,
that's
great.
The only thing new.
Is that from, you have two children, your son and daughter, right?
Right. And my son had the baby.
Okay. And when did the baby arrive?
November 16th.
16/2019. Okay. Well, that's great. You must be having fun as a grandparent. Does he live by you? I can't remember.
He lives, about 30 minutes away.
Okay. So you're able to be involved. And you were looking for work last time we talked to you. What's happening?
Oh, kind of still.
You're still looking for work?
Oh, I'm still looking to change, I'm just kind of burnt out with this environment.
Well, what were you, at the time we spoke, I don't think you had any job because you'd left that design, the place that did kitchens or whatever.
Right, I did. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's been a while since I talked to you.
Yeah, so what did you get after that? Because at that time, you did not have anything. You were looking at employment agencies.
No, I just went back to full-time at where I'm at.
Oh, grocery?
Yep.
Okay. So what's your question today?
Well, 2020, and I was just going to see if you're pulling up anything that I should know.
You have anything you can pull up?
There's no urgency. There's no urgency around you. The only thing that I'm picking up as we speak, I don't know if it's you, it's somebody else. And so you're asking us, what are we picking up on? there's someone who's having knee problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's you or if it's somebody you know. Maybe it quite hasn't come into focus yet, but I'm concerned about a knee problem. Have you yourself ever had any knee or leg problems?
No, I never did, but my husband, who's deceased, had knee problems. He was the only one that I'm aware of, kind of like
oh,
right now.
Your husband deceased, so maybe...
Yeah, he was the one that had a lot of issues with his knee and then collaborated to everything else.
Well, Evelyn, maybe we're contacting him.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
When you were younger, were there any, okay, so this is a common question, but were there any train sets or anything to do with trains or subways or?
When I was younger, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
How about with your kids growing up, your husband, did he ever build models? Was he ever into, I don't know.
Did the kids have a train set the husband played with them with?
No.
No.
I mean, he grew up in Boston area, so maybe trains or subways were familiar to him, but I don't know.
I don't know either about that. But I don't know. We seem to have maybe hooked a little bit into your husband. We don't
mm-hmm.
know yet. We don't know yet. There's some indication that image of a bad knee came to me, and I
mm-hmm.
worked on it, and so now I'm thinking, okay, maybe we got him.
Well,
did he have any sports? Did he like to go fishing? Anything with sports with him?
Golf. He loved to golf, and I mean fishing, yeah. But here in Arizona, it's like, you know, it's not the. But
okay.
He was a golfer more so than anything.
Okay. Are you? Is there when he crossed over? Was there anything unresolved? There seems to be more, if this is correct, there seems to be more than just a casual high. Maybe there's something he wants to, you know, souls, when they cross over, they can be available on the astral plane for a certain length of time. And on that
astral
plane.
He's been gone for 13 years, so I don't know if there's anything unresolved that I'm aware of.
Well, I mean, the fact that your husband, because he died in a car accident, right? 13 years ago?
Well, he didn't die in a car accident, like in one. It's the vehicle rolled over him.
Well, but it was
that
a vehicle.
His death.
Yeah.
His death. I mean, it was an accident. It wasn't like he died of a heart attack or cancer.
Right, exactly.
So it was a premature, I mean, cancer can take you prematurely too. An illness can take you prematurely, but it was an accident. So
right.
He was taken before his time. And oftentimes souls will sometimes until the age of that they would have been when they should have left the planet. So the natural age of death that would have been, you know, the time that they passed, they can be lingering in the astral field. So, I mean, there are unresolved issues with your husband because he left behind a family
mm-hmm.
and you at a very young age.
So
what was his birthday?
What's
his birthday?
Bob.
What's his birthday?
Oh, his birthday, 8/30/45.
1945. Well, I mean,
11.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
21.
33.
33.6, but he died 13 years ago. That would have been 2006. I mean, 2007?
Yep. Nope, 6.
2006. So he was...
51.
51.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Evelyn, it's possible that, yeah, his soul can wander around until his natural life would have been over. So he could be 13 years to a soul is nothing. And
mm-hmm.
you're thinking, well, it was 13 years ago, you know, that's way in the past, it's over with now, I didn't have much issue. Well, maybe he's got an issue. The fact that a car rolled over him and he sustained injuries and ultimately died from those injuries, that's karma. That's a problem. And so there's a problem going on that he might because he's not in the physical body, it's almost like you're, you know what it's like, Evelyn? It's like he took a plane and went from his home and he went over to Europe to vacation and he forgot to turn off the stove. And the stove is on and he isn't coming back for 3 weeks and the stove is on. He left something. Something is bothering him, and he could be reaching out to you. Your 13 years to him could be 13 seconds. The time frame is very different. He's not sitting there with his heart beating and looking at the clock. It's just in another zone. So there's something there. Did he leave anything unfinished? Now think closely. Did he leave anything unfinished aside from the fact that he left the family?
Unfinished, I don't know, because when you talk about the knee problem, that was a big problem for a number of years that went from a knee surgery to a back surgery.
Well, if he's coming through from the other side describing a knee problem, then that means he's still locked in the moment of his injuries and death and complications. His soul hasn't moved from that spot. He's locked. He's still trapped in that moment.
Really?
And even though he's in a soul, he's in a soul environment now, the energy of that condition followed into his soul. So there's something that it could just be a heart matter of connecting to you. It just makes him feel better to connect. There's nothing you can do. It just makes him feel better to connect. Maybe he can now open up your mind and enter into a dream. Maybe there is some condition around the house. If you have pictures that become totally tilted on their frame on the wall and you think it's all rather peculiar, that might be some sign that he's trying to manifest energy in your home.
Oh, okay.
But regarding anything unfinished, what about work? Did he have any projects he was involved in his job that were not finished when he...
No, because he was on disability when this was all going on.
And he was on disability.
Mm-hmm. What kind of artwork do you have hanging up on the walls? Pictures, art?
I have artwork on my wall that I don't even like, but it's there because it fills the gap. But I do have some pictures of the kids and some little sayings. Nothing elaborate.
Were there any females in either one of your family named Sarah or Susan?
Sarah or no.
No?
Sandy.
Well, Sandy. Okay. All right. Let's go with Sandy. Who's this?
Sandy's his sister.
His sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to step out of convention and say maybe I heard Sandy. I could have been Sandy. I'm trying to
or
translate.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Sandra.
Yeah, that's fine. So he seems to be an active spirit. And the best we can tell you, you said, is there anything you can pick up on? It seems to be that your husband is in the astral realm, available for communication. He's aware of our conversation. He seems to be transfixed in some attitude of energy that he left that he's still carrying when he left the earth. I don't think he's in, dire shape or anything. It's not dangerous in our terms, but it's something that it's unfinished. And is there anything in your home that's unfinished? You should paint the walls. You should do something. Is there anything incomplete in your home that you're just letting go?
Well, I do have I need to put in the floor due to, there's carpet and it's kind of old and stuff. And, I do need to clean the backyard up and stuff like that.
That's your message today. Your husband seems to be trying to come through. We do very short readings on the radio, but that seems to be coming through. The only other thing I can say to you in reference to any other indication of that he might be present will be the name Alan coming up. Anyone named Alan coming up?
I have a boss named Alan. That's it that I can think of right this second.
Well, That's it.
Well, then it just came up.
Yeah.
So he that means that he's aware of just not his life, Sandy, but your life, Alan.
In the present.
He's active,
right,
Evelyn. Mm-hmm. He's active. He's in your environment. He's aware of your movements. And he seems to be trying to make an attempt to communicate.
The only thing I think he left unresolved was financially stable.
It was a horse stable?
No, the fact that they weren't financially stable.
Oh.
But you also have to extend that, Evelyn, to the fact that he left prematurely. I mean, he shouldn't have died at the age of 51 from a car accident.
Yeah.
And, he, you know, your kids were 13 years ago, were probably, junior high or high school?
Correct.
Yeah. And
if you're not totally stable yourself, feeling financially secure, that would weigh on his soul. That would weigh on his soul.
So
because he would have a responsibility to still be taking care of you. So that might be one issue.
But she's saying that he wasn't financially secure at the time of his departure. But in any case, I mean, you got your answer, I guess, that you were looking for today.
So, yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, Evelyn.
Well, take care.
Well,
I was just touching base with you guys. It was nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, too.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Bye. Okay, we're going to try to bring Daphne on again. She's still waiting. Are you there, Daphne?
Yes.
Okay.
How are you? Yes.
Fine. I don't know if you're having problems hearing us, but
I can hear you.
You can hear us. Okay, what's your birthday?
Yeah. 12-17-69.
Okay.
And my fiance's birthday is 5/21/1968.
Fiance. Okay.
23. Oh, maybe I did it wrong.
No, I think you did it wrong. He's a 36-9.
She's a 36-9.
What did it? 5-6-7, 13, just 23, plus, I'm sorry, he's a 37-10-1.
When was he born?
68.
5-21?
5-26.
Oh, 5-21.
Is it, wait, 5-21?
No, 5-21-68.
Yeah.
You know, I'm, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Neil was right. I wrote this down wrong. 5-6-7. 18.
He's a 32-5.
32-5. You were wrong, too. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So he's a 5. You're an 8.
She's a 9.
You have my birthday, right?
You're a 9. 12-17-69.
Yeah.
Sorry.
9
and 5. 14-5. Okay. What is your question?
I want to know... are we compatible? Why do we meet?
You tell us.
You're engaged and you're wondering if you're compatible.
Yes, in many ways you are. Okay, listen. And then Kristen can chime in. His day, 21, is your inverted month. You're 5-2-1. He's 5-2-1. That's an 8. That's the same as your 17-8. Your years are interchangeable. 5 to 6 to 8 and 6 to 9. They're interchangeable and they come both of your years when you work out that interchangeable exchange. Your master numbers together become a 14 or a 5, which is his month. Are you connected to him by karma? Yes. Is he a past life? Yes. Can this be a very agreeable working situation? Yes. Do you want perfection? No. You're not going to get perfection. There's going to be differences in your energy. But if you're asking, at least me, if not both of us, obviously, can this be a good match? Yes. Yes, it can be a good match. There's nothing. He's not going to stab you in your sleep. He's not going to poison you. He's not going to rape you. He shouldn't cheat. It should be a loyal thing. If you're in love with him and he's in love with you and you want to get married and you're asking us, well, the highs and the lows, the pros and the cons. Is this a good match? Yes, it's a good match.
She also holds her master number. Hold on, Daphne. She also holds her master numbers in her first day of her month.
Yeah,
as one and year nine. Yeah, their days are aligned, meaning year two to his one becomes his day, and his one to your seven becomes your day 17. But they also have an 11 in the cross.
Yeah.
So that can be challenging. What were you going to ask, Daphne?
I was going to say, he passed away.
Oh, he's deceased.
He passed away?
Yeah. Yeah. He passed away on the day after Christmas.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Gosh. But I mean, you were asking.
We didn't get that, but we were getting the compatibility. The fact that we didn't, that he passed away is our error. We should have known that. We should have felt that. But she presented it to us as,
are we compatible going forward? I mean, this was a question about their compatibility.
Yeah.
So, you know, generally people don't call and ask if they're compatible.
Had he lived, would have been compatible going forward. Yes.
Well, what led to his death? Was this, I mean, unexpected?
Yeah. He said he had trouble breathing. And they put him on a breathing machine, and blood was coming out of them. They had to suck blood, you know, and his organs shut down, and his stomach was swollen, like a pregnant woman. His organs all shut down. So I'm trying to figure out.
Well, forgive us, because it's our error for not picking up that he crossed over. That's an error on our part. Okay, but your question was, are you two compatible? Yes. We could have said, gee, I'm getting a vibe, he crossed over or something. Well, we didn't get that. So that's our error, not yours. But again, the way you presented it.
Yeah, we were going to get married in April, though.
In April.
But did they find a cause for his death?
I think they didn't really talk to me much, because they talked to the family, because I wasn't his quote-unquote wife yet.
Wow.
Girlfriend, I guess fiancé doesn't count.
So you didn't, didn't the family communicate with you?
Yeah, I was so hysterical grieving and all, so I'm just like, my mind wasn't focusing on what happened to him. My mind was focused on he's gone, you know, and I was just hurting.
Mad, angry, hurting,
you know.
Did he have any past issues with drugs or medications?
Oh, he was an alcoholic.
I thought it was alcohol.
Yeah.
I thought there was something regarding alcohol, not pills.
So he was an alcoholic. Okay, we're going
when you
there.
Said he died.
Did he ever purchase any jewelry for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how to get it, because he didn't tell me. He bought me a ring, a chocolate diamond ring, and it's still at the jewelry store, and I'm trying to figure out how I get it.
Well, here's the thing. After the fact that you said he crossed over, Kristen seemed to have picked it up, and I picked up that there were some drugs involved. It turned out to be alcohol. Then he presented to me a picture of jewelry. All right, so maybe somebody rational would go, well, they're engaged, of course, you know, he gave her something.
But he didn't. It's still at the jewelry store. That's what.
Right.
He bought me one ring, and he was going to give me a chocolate diamond ring to replace the one that he already gave me.
Uh-huh.
Well, on the current vibration, Daphne, on the current vibration, now that we're connecting to him, without assuming that it's just logic, he seems to be conveying this ring or this jewelry, and that seems to be something that he wants you to have from him. Maybe it's a completion. I don't know. You know, if he was making payments on it or what.
Yes.
It's in the jewelry store. It seems a little bit ridiculous.
How would I go about getting that?
Well, I mean, have you spoken with the jewelry store? Have you spoken with the jewelry store?
Yeah, I was going to show them the death certificate. So I wanted your suggestion on how to go about getting it.
Well, what has been the first of all, let us know what your conversation with the jewelry store has been up to this point, what the communication has consisted of. Have they indicated to you that they're going to release the ring to you or that you need to produce
documents? No, my name wasn't on it. His name
right.
Was on
the problem
it.
Is I don't know if they're going
to
give it to her. They're going
to
probably
give it
to the
you?
Family.
Yeah. You know, it has to be bought and paid for, and there's nothing in his will or anything. They just can't hand you the ring. You'd have to work it out
with
the family.
Family.
And talk to them. You'd have to go to the family first and say, he bought me a ring, and in remembrance and in good standing, I'd like to have that ring because it was intended for me. The intent was for me. Is there any way that you can assist me in helping me obtain this ring?
Well, they're not really.
You
well,
don't have
I don't know. The family
there's not
is
much you
kinda...
can do, Stephanie. There's not much you can do. You have to let it go then.
Yeah.
You have to let it go because there's nothing but complications you're presenting to us, and we can't change that. We can only say to you that he loves you and that his expression to you through the corridors of energy here is that he loves you and he would like you to have had that ring. And he's sorry he left. And he's sorry that his life was such as it was. It was not his intention to leave you. And he thinks it's just a sorrowful story. Now, he is saying something about a Bob or a Robert. I don't know who that is yet.
Anyone that you can, you know, Bob or Robert?
A
in the
Bob?
Family, friend?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay, don't worry about
Are
it.
Are you snapping your finger?
No.
Did you just snap?
No.
Did you hear that?
I heard a snap.
Yeah. Did you snap your fingers, Daphne?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
no.
Okay, wait a minute. Just think, Daphne, Bob, Robert, did you ever even know anyone by that name? Did he know somebody by that name? Two, did he
like
you?
Oh, I don't know. He knew a lot of people, but I don't know.
Got it. Let's not waste time then. Did he like comedy?
What about this person?
Well, did he like comedy? Was he into comedians?
Yes.
Okay.
He was.
Okay. Can you... In 20 seconds, tell me, explain, elaborate on how he liked comedians.
Well, he said he did a act with, what's his name? The comedian, I forgot his name.
Okay, you don't remember.
But he did an act
with him?
Yeah.
Okay,
he was actually
comedy. He did a comedy act for fun.
Yeah, he did a comedy act on the got up on stage and did a comedy one time. He said he did.
Oh, okay, Daphne. Now don't worry about the details. We don't have time. But that stands as validation. That's an obscure comment. And that stands as validation that he's coming through. Not everybody stands up and does a comedy act. Oh, maybe, but not typically. Not typically, and it stands out in your mind, and he told you, and he did it with some comedian that you can't recall the name, but it might have been a household name, somebody known, and he did this comedy
He's
act.
He's a famous comedy person. He does movies, too. I can't remember his name. Sorry.
That's okay.
Maybe next time I can get it.
You don't need to tell us. It was somebody famous. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It was somebody famous. And he did a comedy act with him, and the guy's coming from the other side and saying, I like comedians, comedy. So, you know, the details are there, but they may be missing, but we have enough.
So, Daphne, you know, you were asking about your compatibility, but I have a question. You know, obviously he's passed now, but up to the point you said he was an alcoholic, was he an alcoholic up to the point of his death, or had he...
Yeah, he was drinking a lot. He was drinking a lot.
See, the compatibility.
But he was an alcoholic before he met me. Way before
right.
he met me.
I mean, the problem.
I was trying to get him to stop.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is had he survived, and I'm thinking that probably the reason for his crossing prematurely, because he was, how old is he, 51?
51.
51 when he died, which is really
21 years.
But
past.
No, what's really weird is that Evelyn's husband was 51, and she
yeah,
Evelyn
connection. They might be
yeah.
They might be no. They might have know each other on from the other
yeah,
side.
Who knows?
But
there was a connection. I mean, the previous caller's husband died when he was 51, and now your fiance, you're telling us, died at the age of 51. But in terms of being compatible, I mean, the fact that he was an alcoholic, that's a huge problem. That's a huge problem. Had he survived, he would have.
See, in
you
his
know,
code, in his code, he was 21 years past the age of 30, and he's born on the 21st. What's interesting here, and what's interesting about this our show, is that we've connected to two souls from the other side. And in my estimation, it's beyond coincidence. It's not just haphazardly finding something and hoping it connects. There were some direct communications. So the here in your case, it's not about compatibility. It's about bad timing. The timing wasn't right. The karma that he came in with, he didn't mean to bring it in, but he did.
And
it
he didn't
was baggage.
He didn't resolve it.
He didn't resolve it.
It was still active at the time, and probably he died from complications from alcoholism.
The universe took him. The accident was preordained. It was predetermined. It wasn't an accident. It was an accident in terms of the logistics of our current energy. But it wasn't an the idea of his dying from these complications occurred. From and it wasn't
unexpected.
An accident. It was a purposeful energy that he had to bring in. It was baggage. Just as the other fellow that we correlated him to that had the accident in the car and then he died of results of that, he died of results of drinking and toxic energies in his body, and there might have been some mixture of energy.
Well, see, I don't remember that he was drinking in that accident.
No, the other
oh,
one.
The,
I'm correlating.
You're correlating
with
this guy. This
yeah.
guy. Okay.
I'm correlating
I wasn't
quickly.
Sure because what you said was
we're making a correlation.
Yeah, I got it.
On the same
I got the
show, we've got two men
no, I,
that crossed over.
At the same
and
age.
They seem to be
at the
in
same age.
They seem to be aware of one another.
But
it's weird.
But I have to say that had your fiancé, we don't know his name, had your fiancé.
Jay.
Had Jay. Managed his life better, he probably wouldn't be gone. This is not a destiny factor where he couldn't avoid, like an accident, for instance, that happens and takes somebody and there's no way to avoid it. He could have, you know, people have free will in life, and his free will was unfortunately to drink, and this ultimately led to his demise. No, it wasn't an accident, but that he was taken.
You guys
but,
are born in the 60s. Anybody in the family or anybody in the past named Harry or Harold?
No, I don't know his.
You know,
yeah,
okay,
you know
don't.
A lot of you know a lot of people.
Anybody in your family?
You know
Harry,
a lot of people. Harry, Harold? No,
no,
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I haven't met him yet.
Did you meet him in a social environment?
I don't know. Harry?
No.
With a Harry? No, you're Jay. How did you meet Jay?
Say it again.
How did you meet Jay, your fiance?
Oh, I met him at the gas station. I met him at the gas station.
Huh.
Well, somewhere.
I met him at Shell's gas station.
Well, you were both pumping gas and he looked over at you and said you were cute?
No, I was pumping gas. Yeah.
And he started talking to you?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I was trying to get home. I needed gas. And I asked him, I asked him, can he give me $5 to put some gas in my car to get home? That's how we met.
$5.
Gave him my phone number. Yeah.
And he started dating you
at the time,
that?
You know. Yeah. And then, yeah. That's how we met.
You see, what's interesting is that you met him at a gas station. And the former...
I didn't mean to stop there.
Exactly.
Well, you met him. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You stopped there. You met up at the gas station. The former caller, whose husband died, was killed when a car
ran over him.
So there's a correlation between the energies of that. And then you gave the phone number and you guys started dating. And how long did you know him before he crossed?
Oh, 5 years.
5 years, which is his master number.
That's
again.
His master number. So there
$5,
was
$5.
See, when you met him and he gave you money for $5, $5, mm-hmm. known him five years. His master number is five.
His month is five.
Your numbers together become a five. Combined together, 9 and 5 is 14, 5.
Oh, yeah, 14, 5. Yeah, I have the wrong master number.
That's indicative of this journey you're on with him. And the way that it became incomplete, were you compatible? It wasn't an issue. Yes, you were compatible by fate, by karma.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer that you're left with is, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? You can't.
Yes.
It's not healthy to dwell
on
him.
Do you see that coming? Do you see anything?
What it, just real quick, because we've only got like a minute left on the show, and just
okay.
to get an idea, what are you doing in life right now to survive? It sounds like there might have been some issues with you making money, given you're at a gas station asking for money.
No, I have money. I just I didn't have any.
Change
that. Okay. Okay, so what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you work?
Yeah, I work. I have a full-time job. I've been on the job 20 years.
20 years. What do you do?
I've been on my job
for
20 years. I'm a cashier.
Cashier. Well, you want to keep moving forward in life, Daphne. And it's unfortunate that you lost Jay, but this doesn't
where
have to be the last
now?
Relationship if you want to move on. Not that we're suggesting you do it right at this moment.
Where is he now? What you feel? Where is he?
He's in the twilight zone. He's in the astral realm. He's in a realm where souls go once they die, and their lives are still sort of incomplete.
Complete. He's still connected to the planet, but not, you know, he isn't so far, you know, above the earth that he can't reach you. He's still communicating and aware of the earth.
Yeah. Some souls move on from that zone. He's staying in that zone.
Right now.
While.
Yeah.
And so you can communicate with him and whatnot. He's not, you know, he's not like in any danger. He's just in a zone that shows that his life was incomplete. And that soul will be in that until he either comes back to the planet in a new incarnation or he moves in some other zone within the astral realm.
And as we were suggesting to Ecolin, oftentimes a soul in that state will be there until the time that they would have expired naturally. So
he
was taken prematurely. He was 51. So perhaps his natural life would have been until 75. We don't know. But oftentimes then the soul is there for that space of linear time, and then they move forward.
Wow.
Sometimes they stay there longer than they're now. It just depends. It just depends what they have to do. But
do you think
we'll
meet again?
Well, it's possible, but Daphne, we've got to close the show.
You're going to have to either die.
Right.
You're
exactly.
going to either, you'll either die and see him in the astral realm, or he'll come back and you'll meet him as a baby.
Okay.
All right, Daphne. Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, we're back on the air on Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks.